Well, Maureen, Donegal heading into the last three round of games in bottom position, and I suppose in a spot of bother, really, in terms of relegation.
Yes, Tom, I suppose you could say that's true. You know, Donegal are bottom of the table now as it stands. They're just sitting below Westmeath on the various issues with points against and scores for and scores against. It's a very different table this year. Well, you've got Cork and Galway at the top, Mayo running third, Tipperary doing well there in the middle, Dublin in a spot of bother too. Waterford has some great games, and I mean, I suppose this weekend's play will definitely tell a lot of tales. Cork are going out against Donegal, and they'll be looking to retain their 100% record. Tom, you know, they've been unbeaten in four games so far. I know they have to travel down to Donegal, and they're playing in Ballyshannon maybe at 2 o'clock on Sunday, but the way Donegal have been performing this year, you know, you'd imagine that Cork may come away with the winnings and the prizes there.
Yeah, and the fact there's a change of format this year too, isn't there? And that probably has a bearing. Cork probably still, you know, need another win at least to maybe qualify for the final.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot different. Like last year, there was top four teams and went into semi-final stages, and this year now it's the top two teams go through to the final. So Cork will be looking to go back into the final again last year, and it's probably looking like last year's final again, like where Cork played Galway, and Galway were defeated. They were league runners-up and championship runners-up last year, so Galway are really fighting hard this year in terms of the league and in terms of the championship. I can see Galway are putting together a team that's going to go into the championship, maybe to go back into the finals, Tom, this year, and maybe right the wrongs last year.
Mayo are on their heels.
Mayo are tight on their heels. The way it stands is Cork's on 12 points and Galway are sitting on 9. Mayo are sitting on 6. If Galway were to lose this weekend and Mayo were to take the points, that would see Galway and Mayo going into a game at the end, Tom, you know, for the top two, the second probably place or one of the top two places.
Yeah, so we, as we say, Donegal fighting for survival. Who are they up against?
Donegal are playing Cork this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, a really, really difficult game.
No, who's at the bottom? Like Westmeath are down there, Waterford are down there, Dublin are down there.
Exactly, aye. And Westmeath, that was a crucial one for Westmeath against Donegal last year. Last week they come away with with a 4-point defeat over Donegal, which was brilliant for Westmeath in terms of going into this week's game. Westmeath are playing Mayo now, and Mayo are at home this weekend. Mayo will be looking to win and for the fact of going up maybe into the top two place. But Westmeath will be fighting for relegation and looking to get up the table, Tom, to try and stay in Division 1. They've been in Division 1 now for a couple of years, and they've been doing well, and they're trying to build on a team. I mean, up front, Westmeath have the problem of putting it away. I suppose very much like Donegal, you know, we rely heavily on Gerardy McLaughlin, you know, trying to get the scores up front. Nicole Gordon has come into the team this year. She's doing absolutely fantastic as well. Karen Sharkey's in there from Niamh Wara. It's good to see her coming in after how well Niamh Wara did last year. So there's a couple of new players and perhaps maybe that's what's affected the Donegal team this year. I know that they'll be trying to fight to stay in Division 1 football because that's where they want to be.
And they have two games after this weekend, at home to Dublin, the All-Ireland champions, and away to Tipperary.
Yeah, listen, as I said, the next three games are really, really tough. I know they're home for the two games, but probably two of the biggest teams. I mean, Cork featured heavily in the championship last year, so did Dublin, and, you know, they're two really, really good teams and have been thriving in ladies football in the last 5 years, Cork maybe for the last 10 years, you know. So they're two tough games, even though they're at home. Donegal will be looking to try and take something from them, but then they travel away to Tipperary, you know, and Tipperary are in the middle of the table. They've been doing well in the last couple of years, and they're definitely a team that's on the up, Tom. So, and down at home, Tipperary will be looking to secure victory against Donegal. So Donegal haven't got it easy in the next three games.
Yeah. How do you see them going on Sunday?
Well, listen, you know, the surprising thing about Donegal and the team there is they can always pull it out of the bag, you know. And like I always say, when Cork will have to look after Geraldine, and you know, if I was going out now, I'd be trying to tell them to go out to score goals, because goals is what's going to win the game now come the game on Sunday against Cork. And if Geraldine gets in and gets close enough to goal, and even Nicole Gordon, she scored two fantastic goals there. Myself and Aisling were commentating on the game there against Galway. Two brilliant goals. They came out of nothing. She's a fantastic left foot on her. I'd love to see that there. Maybe her and Geraldine licking up again in the forward line. And that's what I think. The only way it's going to happen maybe is Cork are a bit tired, and you know, sometimes you get a bit complacent too, you know, when you're winning across the board. But Cork are just
I think though Donegal have beaten them a couple of times in recent years, they'll be a little bit wary of Donegal.
Yeah, well listen, I remember a couple of years ago too, you know, Donegal suffered a heavy defeat to Cork, and it was on the television as well. And I mean, then you would have thought the year after going out, they were a bit weary of them, but turned around and I mean, they only lost by a point in the league final there a couple of years back, Donegal. So it's always there. But then again, Tom, in saying that, Donegal have lost a lot of players this year. You know, when you see the likes of Ciara Hegarty's out there, and her sister Niamh Hegarty, a brilliant forward as well, is out. Megan Ryan's out because she's doing her leaving cert. Katie Hearn's away playing, as well as Yvonne, they're away playing AFL. Karen Guthrie is taking a little break from the team at the minute. Trasa Doherty, I suppose, she's stopped playing this year. Roisin Yankee's gone, and Niamh McLaughlin, a fantastic player who was in the panel last year, picked up an injury. That's a huge bulk of the Donegal experienced players we're talking about out of the side, and you have a lot of young players coming in there now, and they're using, I suppose, the league to try and get a little bit of experience. So it's a very, very different team, and you know, I suppose you have a lot of changes to make every week to go out to try and survive. When you see the likes of Cork, Galway and Mayo, who have players there, that the team's solid, they don't seem to be losing any players. In fact, they're adding more players to the team every year, and they're getting more experienced every year as well.
Yeah. Tom. And there was word that some of those players were coming back for championship. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, listen, I suppose, you know, here, look, I did hear that Yvonne was coming back. And, I mean, that's a super fantastic boost to get a player her calibre back. But then she picked up an injury then, so it's unfortunate for Yvonne. And it's just a desperate situation for her. She's probably out for the year now. And it looks bad for Donegal as well, because she's a quality player to be coming back. And a lot of hope sort of be riding on that as well. But then you have Katie Hearn coming back into the panel. Karen Guthrie is supposed to be coming back into the panel there. Megan Ryan might come back after the leaving cert. Niamh Hegarty's just out injured at the minute, her and Niamh McLaughlin. So we see both of them coming back into the panel. You know, so that's a lot of experience to come back in there, and hopefully they get a bit of game time. And it's very changed. The championship is very changed this year, Tom, when you go into the Ulster campaign there, and then when you go into the All-Ireland campaign. First of all, in Ulster, you have a run of maybe five games in the Ulster championship, five tough games. And we all know that Ulster football is really, really tough. Then you proceed on from the Ulster campaign, and you're going into the All-Ireland series, and it's round robin, so you're looking at maybe five games before you even get to a semi-final. So there's a lot of games to play, so you know, there's a lot of hopes. I would hope that Donegal would retain Division 1 status. Now it's going to be a tough battle, but they need to pull out some big performances out now in the next three games, Tom, to try and stay in Division 1 and then go into the championship, and we'll see what happens from there and who comes back.
Is Sunday their best shot at maybe?
Well, you know yourself, Tom, if you retain 3 points on Sunday, and I don't see it being a high-scoring game, so we're not looking for the points difference and thing there. We're looking for a victory against Cork, and that would take a lot of the pressure off. You know, and maybe we'll give them a bit of confidence going into the games against the likes of Dublin, who haven't been performing that well this year. So they're like, I mean, you're going to get against Cork, you could pull it out of the bag, and then you maybe have Dublin. You never know how that would go, considering the fact that Dublin aren't performing to their best this year. And Tipperary, there's always a chance against Tipperary, even though the game's away, it's still a chance, Tom. So, you know, but it would take a lot of pressure off.